Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. It's early evening in the little white house with the green shutters when the buzz of after-dinner activity is interrupted by the buzz of the doorbell.
Mother?
Yes, Agatha?
Will you answer the door, dear?
Yeah, all right. Well, now that's strange. There isn't anyone here. What was that?
Mr. Meade.
Who is it?
It's me, Mr. Harold Harbinger. I'm here beside the porch.
Harold? Well, what in the world?
I don't want Peggy to know I'm here.
Well, what's all the hushing and shushing about? Peggy isn't home right now.
Oh, good. I want to talk to you alone, Mr. Meek. I need your help.
Harold, you're not in some sort of trouble, are you?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. It's about the present I'm making for Peggy.
The present you're making?
Yes, sir. You know how Peggy has always been hoping for a hope kit.
Yes?
Well, I'm making her one. She doesn't know about it, but I am.
Oh, really?
I've been working on it every night for a week in the workshop, Mr. Donovan. You know, Joe's father. Mm. The shop he has in his basement.
Oh, so that's why Peggy hasn't been going out evenings lately.
She thinks I've been staying home studying. I want my anniversary present to be a complete surprise to her.
Well, that's nice. An anniversary present?
Sure. I'm giving Peggy the hope chest for our third anniversary. It was just 3 years ago tomorrow that we met.
It was?
I remember it as though it was only yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was at the soda fountain at Green's drugstore. We were both having root beer floats.
Root beer floats?
With chocolate ice cream. Mm. She looked up from her glass and I looked up from mine. Our eyes met and boing, it happened.
Love at first sight, huh?
No, sir. Her root beer float slid into my lap.
Oh.
In trying to catch it, she slid off her stool, and trying to catch her, I slid off mine, and, well, we fell for each other, so to speak.
Very romantic. Very. And now you want me to help you finish the hope chest,
Oh, no, sir. I'll get it finished myself by tomorrow night. But when I bring it over, I want you to help me get it up to Peggy's bedroom.
Well, if that's all you want, you can count on me.
That's swell, Mr. Meek. And you won't say anything about this to Peggy, will you?
Oh, absolutely not. Your secret is safe with me.
Thank you, sir. Well, I got to get over to Mr. Donovan's and get the sandpapering. So long, Mr. Meek.
Yeah, goodbye, Harold. Young love. I remember when Agatha and I were like that. We used to sip cider through a straw. When you and I were young. Aggie.
Mortimer.
Yes, dear?
Mortimer, will you go into the living room and see if you can find out what's the matter with Peggy?
With Peggy? Well, I didn't know she was home.
She came in the back door just a moment ago, sobbing as though her heart would break.
Oh, my gracious. Well, what's wrong with her?
She won't tell me, Mortimer. Please go in now and try to talk to her.
Well, of course I will. Yes. Huh? Oh, Peggy, baby. What in the world's the matter?
Oh, please, let her go away. Leave me alone.
Well, but I want to know what's wrong.
To think that he would do a thing like this to me.
He? Who are you talking about?
Harold.
Well, what did he do?
Been lying to me and cheating, that's what.
Oh, now, where in the world did you get an idea like that?
From Beanie Barker. Beanie saw him.
Saw him?
Sneaking into Jill Donovan's house every night this week.
Oh, but Peggy, you don't understand.
And all the time I thought he was home, studying. Oh, how could he do this to me? How could he?
Well, now, he might be doing something.
Please, Father, please don't try to make excuses for him. Don't you understand? Harold's been seeing Jill, my very best girlfriend. They've been making a fool of me right under my nose, behind my back.
Yeah, but Peggy, you see...
Harold Harbinger is the cruelest, most heartless, most contemptible man I've ever known.
Now, Peggy, you don't...
I mean it, Father. I'll never again as much as look at him or say one word to him. Mm-hmm. And the next time I see him, I'm going to tell him so, too.
Say, it won't be long now till bright spangles on the tree and exciting packages under it will bring Christmas cheer to many a home. Of course, those spangles and gifts and greeting cards all mean extra expense, but the fun's well worth it. Especially when there's a wonderful way to help offset those holiday expenses, and that's to use All Sweet Margarine from this day forward. You'll soon agree it's the most delightful technique for economizing that ever was invented. Yes, for baking, cooking, spreading bread, and adding marvelous goodness to food in general, you just can't beat the delicate, natural flavor of wonderful, all-sweet margarine. What's more, all-sweet's nutritional value is something to make merry about. Remember, there are at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A in every glorious pound of all-sweet. Get all-sweet today and start using it regularly. And if you want to use a little prudent foresight, put aside the money you save by using all-sweet throughout the coming new year. Then, when Christmas of 49 rolls around, you'll have a neat little nest egg that was fun to accumulate. Fun because it's always a pleasure to use all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
But Mortimer, Peggy hardly slept a wink last night. She thinks that Harold has thrown her over for Jill. I think you should have told her the truth, even if you did promise Harold.
Oh, don't you worry, dear. When Harold brings a hope chest over tonight, Peggy will know that Harold went over to the Donovans to work on it and not to see Jill.
Oh, I hope so. But in the meantime, the poor girl is...
Oh, somebody at the door. I'll answer, dear.
But Mortimer, I...
Yes, I'm coming.
Morning, Meek.
Good morning, Mr. Barker. I was just leaving for the office.
I won't be in the office today, Meek. That's why I'm here. I want to talk to you.
Well, come in.
Meek, I'm going to ask a straight question, and I want a straight answer.
Well, what's the matter, Mr. Barker? Something wrong?
Yes, Meek. There is something very wrong. I've come to the conclusion there is a spy in my company.
A spy?
If there isn't a spy, how does Jim Donovan know enough about prices to always undercut us by a few cents and get our customers for his firm?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, Mr. Barker.
Are you sure about that, Meek?
Mr. Barker? You don't think that I'm a spy.
Don't I?
Well, do you?
You're a friend of Donovan's, aren't you?
Well, yes, but we never discuss business. And besides that, I haven't seen Jim Donovan for more than 3 weeks.
Well, take my advice, Meek. If you don't want to be suspected, stay clear of him. Understand?
Well, yes, sir, if you say so. But, well, you don't have to worry about me, Mr. Barker. I'm loyal.
I know you are, Meek. But to whom? Me or Donovan?
Mr. Barker.
We've lost 5 customers to Donovan already. We'll probably lose another one tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight. I was supposed to call on a man named Sylvester, but I had to cancel my appointment.
Why?
Because I'm taking Birdie out to dinner and to the theater. Today's our wedding anniversary.
What wedding anniversary? Well, congratulations, Mr. Barker.
Thank you, Meek.
Yes.
Yeah, and Birdie insists upon celebrating. So Donovan will probably see Sylvester. And Donovan will probably get him for a customer.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, it'll be the last customer I lose to Donovan. I'm going to find out how he's getting the information about our prices, or my name isn't Walter J. Barker. And let me warn you again, Meek. Stay clear of Donovan, or your name won't be Mortimer Meek.
It won't? What will it be?
Mud Meek. Mud.
Would you let me carry your books, Margaret?
No, thank you, Beanie. I shall never depend upon a lamp for anything anymore. Ever.
Margaret, I was hoping that after I told you about seeing Harold sneaking into Jill's house, you'd consider going out with me once in a while.
You're right, Beanie. I should do something to show my gratitude.
Well, I was thinking about the early show at the Bijou tonight.
All right, Beanie, I'll ask Mother. If Harold Harbinger thinks I'm going to sit around mooning over him, he has another think coming.
Hey, Margaret, look. Here comes Harold now.
Is that so? Well, I'm not the least bit interested.
Hey, Fred! Peggy!
Just ignore him, Beanie.
Hey, Peggy, what's the matter? Why didn't you wait for me back at school?
Beanie, will you please inform Mr. Harbinger that I have nothing to say to him, now or ever?
She hasn't anything to say to you, Harbinger.
Now or ever?
Now or ever.
Peg, what's eating you? What are you talking about?
You know very well what I'm talking about. Where have you been spending your evenings for the past week?
Well, I...
You told me you were studying.
But I saw you sneaking into Jill Donovan's house 3 nights in a row.
Oh, so that's it.
Then you don't deny that you've been seeing Jill behind my back.
Oh, no, look, it's not what you think it is, Peggy.
Isn't it?
No.
Then what were you doing at Jill's house?
Well, I was... Peg, I didn't want you to know about that.
Huh, no doubt.
Shall we go, Margaret?
Peggy, listen, you've got to trust me. You've got to believe me.
Mr. Harbinger, goodbye.
Peg, wait, listen. Are you going to be home tonight?
I have an engagement this evening.
That's right. We're going to a show.
But, Peggy, tonight's our anniversary.
Is it really?
You mean you don't remember that we met 3 years ago today at Green Soda Fountain?
Strange. It's completely slipped my mind. But then I've met so many boys at Green Soda Fountain. Come, Beanie.
But, Peggy...
Come on, Harbinger.
gosh, now what am I going to do? Well, let's try to do a good turn and I thought... Hello, Jill.
To my eyes this evening, or is that meatball Beanie Barker walking home with Peggy?
That's him, all right. Peggy's sore at me.
About what?
Beanie saw me sneaking into your house to work on the hope chest in your father's workshop, and he told Peggy about it. Now she thinks I was sneaking over there to see you.
Well, why didn't you tell her what you've been doing at my house?
And ruin the surprise? I worked too hard on that hope chest to do a thing like that. I want to get it all set up in the room before she knows about it. Tonight. When she knows the truth, everything will be hunky-dory.
Well, what time will you and your father be by to pick it up?
Gee, I don't know, Jill. My father had to go out of town this morning, so I won't have his car. Hey, do you suppose your father had loaded on his?
Well, gee, Harold, our car is in the garage being overhauled.
I can't get the chest over to the Meeks without a car.
Hey, wait, how about Mr. Meeks?
That's right, sure. He knows I'm making the chest.
And he has a little trailer, too, you can carry the chest in.
Yeah, that's just the thing. I'll go down to his office and see him right away. He'll be crazy to help me.
Oh, I'd be crazy to help you, Harold. After what Mr. Barker said about me staying away from Jim Donovan, I'd be crazy to come within a mile of his house.
But, gosh, Mr. Meek, you just gotta help me. With Peggy mad at me and this being our anniversary, I've just gotta get the hope chest to your house tonight.
Well, I know, Harold.
Please, Mr. Meek, no one will see us at the Donovan. It'll be dark, and all we'll have to do is load the chest on the trailer.
Yeah.
We'll only be there a few minutes, and Mr. Donovan will help load it. Please, Mr. Meek.
All right, Harold.
You will? Gee, thanks, Mr. Meek. You saved my life. I just hope I get the chance to do the same for you sometime.
Harold, if Mr. Barker finds out I set foot in Donovan's house, you may get that chance sooner than you expect.
But, Margaret, this is certainly the long way to the Bijou. We're almost at Jill's house.
But it's a much nicer walk this way.
I was just wondering if you wanted to come this way on the chance that you might run into Harold going to Jill.
Oh, what a ridiculous idea. Harold can see Jill Donovan all he wants. It doesn't make a particle of difference to me, not one tiny little bit.
Maybe that's just as well, Margaret. If Jill hadn't come between you and Harold, you and she would still be friends. And my Uncle Walter might have to fire your father.
Well, I don't see what that has to do with my father.
Uncle Walter is convinced that Mr. Donovan has a spy in the company. If you were still friends with Jill, it might look like it was your father.
Why, that's silly. My father isn't a spy.
How can you be sure?
Why, Beanie Barker, of all the horrible things to say.
It's just that one can't be too particular about the company one keeps, that's all.
Well, perhaps I should have been more particular about the company I'm keeping tonight.
But, Margaret...
And another thing, Beanie Barker, I...
Margaret, look.
What?
Isn't that Jill Donovan's house across the street?
Yes, that's Jill's house.
Well, look who's going up to the front door.
It's Harold.
That's right. He got out of that car parked across the street.
True.
Of course it's true. I told you he's seeing Jill every night. He admitted it himself.
I know, but I thought maybe there might be some mistake.
I thought it didn't make any difference to you what Harold did.
It doesn't. What makes you think it does?
Then why are you crying?
Oh, can a girl cry a little bit without answering a lot of stupid questions? I'll thank you to mind your own business, Beanie Barker.
Margaret, wait. Aren't you going to go with me?
No, I'm not.
Holy smoke. Women. Okay, if she doesn't want to go to the show with me, I'll take... Hey, who's that going up to the Donovan porch? It looks like... Gosh, it is. Peggy's father, Mr. Meek. I'll bet he is the spy Uncle Walter's looking for. So, I'm going to tell Uncle Walter right now. Boy, oh boy, just wait until he hears about this.
Here's an encouraging thought for you homemakers to cling to during the holidays when unexpected guests will come popping in and out like ideas in Peggy Meek's head. Easy entertaining, says Martha Logan of Swift & Company, is the way to put your guests at ease. Serve a simple first course in the living room, perhaps tomato juice with potato chips and a nippy cheese spread, while a quick casserole is browning in the oven. And a casserole of what's left over from that Thanksgiving turkey, plus peas and mushrooms, is a surefire hit when combined with a velvety smooth white sauce made with all sweet margarine. Now, for variation, use individual casseroles and top with dots of all sweet crumbs and paprika before browning. And of course, you'll want to have all sweet on the table for those crusty rolls or hot biscuits that should accompany every self-respecting casserole dish. Yes, ma'am, whether it's a rich table spread or a basic ingredient for turning leftovers into company dishes, All Sweet tops the list. So put All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, at the top of your grocery list today.
Now, wait a minute, Harold. Now, jump up on the trailer and you and Morty, you slide the chest up to me.
All right, Mr. Donovan.
Hey, well, go ahead, Jim. Hurry up, will you? Hurry up.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready. Boost it up.
Ready, Mr. Me?
Yeah. Ready, Harold. One, two, three.
Ooh.
Ooh. Got it. Got it. There we are. Now jump up, Morty, and help me move him back. Watch out you don't scratch.
Yeah, well, give me a hand, will you?
Okay. There we are.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Now, let's slide it back and let me drive away before anybody sees me. Are you all ready, Harold?
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Meek. I gotta go back into the house and get my coat.
Well, hurry up.
I will, Mr. Meek.
Yes.
Listen to that lid squeak, Morty. I think one of those hinges is out of line.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it, all right. Yep, hold the lid up, will you, Morty? I can fix it in a minute.
No, don't bother, Jim. You go on in the house, will you? I'll fix it.
No, it only take a minute. I have to get inside here to get at it. I think I can fix it with this pocket knife. Thank heaven Harold made this hope chest plenty big.
Look, Jim, didn't you say you had a business appointment at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, that's what it is, all right. All the turns on the hinge ought to do it.
You ought to do it. Well, it's almost 7:30 now, Jim.
You seem awful anxious to get rid of me, Morty.
Well, I can't. Jim, look.
Huh? What's the matter?
Look who just turned the corner. Mr. Barker.
Well, so it is.
Well, don't just stay in the chest there. Get out and run.
Run? Why? I'm not afraid of Barker. You work for him. I don't, Morty.
Look, Jim, Barker's sore because you've undercut his prices and taken so many of his customers. And he suspects me of spying for you.
Spying?
Yes.
And Morty, I get my customers fair and square.
Yes, I know that, Jim. But if he sees us together, he'll think we're in cahoots.
But we aren't. We haven't anything to hide.
I have.
You have? What?
You. Now, Jim, you've got to run.
Too late now, Morty. You're so close to see me.
Well, then hide, will you?
Hide where?
Well, right where you are, Jim. You're the hope chest.
Oh, now, Morty, listen.
It's big enough. Now, just close the lid.
But
there are air holes now. You can't suffocate.
Morty, you're dead.
No, it'll only be for a minute. I'll get rid of Mr. Barker right away.
Morty, listen, I got an appointment at 8 o'clock.
Well, I'll get rid of him in half a minute. Now, get down.
Wait a minute, will you, Morty?
Shh, quiet.
Hello? Who is that in that trailer? Is it you, Meek?
Oh, my gracious. Oh, hello, Mr. Barker.
Oh, my nephew was right. You are here.
Yes, I are. I am.
And just exactly what are you doing out here in front of Jim Donovan's house?
Oh, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing anything.
Lie to me, Meek. You came over here to see Donovan, didn't you? How much does he pay you to spy on me?
He doesn't pay me anything.
Oh, you work for nothing, do you?
Yeah, no, what I mean is I didn't come to see Mr. Donovan.
No?
No. You see, I just came over with Harold Harbinger.
What?
Yes, he's just getting his coat from the Donovan house, and then he's going to help me deliver something.
Deliver what?
A gift. A sentimental surprise. This hope chest.
Hope chest?
Yes, sir. Well, short of an anniversary gift.
Anniversary gift? Meek. You don't mean it.
But I do, Mr. Barker. You see...
Oh, Meek, you shouldn't have done it.
I know I shouldn't have, but...
A hope chest, eh? Why, that's one thing Birdie has always wanted.
Birdie? Oh, no, look, Mr. Barker, this chest
Meek,
is a...
Why didn't I think of this hope chest for a gift?
You did, Mr. Barker. I mean...
You mean you heard me mention it before?
I mean...
Of course you did. And you want Birdie to think it came from me, is that it?
Mr. Barker, this whole
Meek,
thing...
Meek, I owe you an apology. I came over here convinced that you were the man Donovan had planted in my company.
You did?
But I know now how wrong I was. Now, Meek, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
What?
As soon as Harold comes out, we'll take this hope chest over to my house.
Over to your house?
Yes. We'll put it right in the middle of the living room before I go downtown to meet Birdie for dinner. And the chest will be waiting there for her when we get home.
Oh, no. No, we can't do that.
Of course we can. And you know what I think I'll do, Meek?
What?
I think I'll buy Birdie another gift and put it inside the chest. Then when she opens it, she'll be in for a bigger surprise.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Mr. Barker. Your wife will be in for a big enough surprise if she opens it just the way it is.
Here we are. Let's set it down right here in the middle of the floor.
Now, let your end down easy, Harold.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Now, you wait right here while I go out and get a cloth to dust it off with. I'll be right back.
Mr. Meek, you just got to let me tell Mr. Barker this Hope Chest isn't for his wife.
Harold, you can't do that. Not until we get Mr. Donovan out.
But how can we get him out?
We'll find a way.
Gee, Mr. Meek, if I don't have this Hope Chest to give the piggy, she'll never believe I spent all my time in Mr. Donovan's workshop instead of seeing Jill.
Hey, what's going on here? Well, let me out of here, will you?
Quiet, Jim. Quiet, quiet. We'll have you out in a minute.
Can you breathe all right, Mr. Donovan?
Yes, yeah, but I want to get high here. I got an appointment at 8 o'clock. I get me out.
Maybe we can sneak him out before Mr. Barker comes back with that dust cloth. I snapped the lock on the lid, Harold. Give me the key so I can unlock it.
The key?
Yes.
Meek, I've got to ask you to do me a favor.
Well, what is it, Mr. Barker?
I've got to get downtown and meet my wife. I'm late now. Will you stay and put a polish on the chest?
Oh, yes, I'd be glad to.
Hey, get me out of here. Let me out.
What was that?
You, what was what?
It sounded like a voice.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Come on, open up. Let me out of here.
There. There it is again. You hear it?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, that. Oh, that's just Harold.
Harold?
Me? Not many people know it, Mr. Barker, but Harold is a ventriloquist.
I am?
Really? Say, that's pretty clever. Sometime you must show me how it's done, my boy. I could have sworn the voice came right out of that chest. But right now I've got to meet Bertie. Remember, she must think the whole idea was mine.
As far as I'm concerned, it was, Mr. Barker.
And I'll keep the secret locked in my chest forever. See you later, Meek.
Well, Harold, I'm glad our secret's not going to be locked in our chest forever.
Mr. Meek, I'm afraid maybe he is.
What?
That's what I was trying to tell you when Mr. Barker came back with the dust cloth.
What's what you were trying to tell me?
Well, after I got the lock on the lid, Mr. Meek, I lost the key.
You don't.
Yes, Mortimer. But please, please, dear, don't talk so fast. Yes? Yes? Mortimer, please, calm down. You're much too excited. Yes, yes, I know where the toolcase is. All right. I'll get the hacksaw and come right over. Goodbye.
My goodness. Well, what's the matter, Mother?
Well, I'm sure I don't know. I could hardly make head or tail of what your father was talking about. I know I must be mistaken, but I was sure he said something about Mr. Donovan being locked in a hope chest.
Locked in a hope chest?
Well, that's what it sounded like.
Well, what in the world would Mr. Donovan be doing at Mr. Barker's house and in a hope chest?
From what your father says, Peggy, he's hoping to get out.
Hurry up.
Yeah, don't get excited, Jim. Just be calm.
Be calm, sir.
We'll have you out in a minute, Mr. Donovan.
There. Yeah, I did it.
Now we can open the lid, Mr. Donovan.
And open it!
Yeah. There. You see, Jim, no harm done.
What do you mean, no harm done? Look at the time. 9 o'clock. I'm an hour late for my business appointment. Oh, Morty, I ought to take your
head and a seat. Are you still here?
Oh, Mr. Barker, yes?
I forgot to get a ticket, son. Donovan!
You, my gracious.
Donovan, what are you doing here?
I'm not paying a social call on you, Barker, that's for sure.
How did you get in here?
I was carried in this chest.
Yeah, I locked him in it. And...
So that's it, eh, Meek? This Hope chest is a Trojan horse. You are a spy.
Mr. Barker, that's not true.
I'm surprised at you, Mrs. Meek, aiding in this infamy. And as for you, Donovan, you jack-in-the-box. Take your stool pigeon and get out.
He's no stool pigeon of mine, Barker. As far as I'm concerned, he's just a dead duck. Good night.
Meek, you're fired. And then I'm going to tear you limb from limb. I'm going to teach you something that you'll never know. Stay right where you are, Meek, while I answer that. And when I get through hanging up the phone, I'll do the same for you.
Mortimer, how did Jim Donovan get into this?
Yeah, how did I get into this?
How did my chest get into this? Am I going to get it back or not?
I wouldn't ask Mr. Barker for it now, Harold. He isn't in what you'd call a receptive mood.
I've got to have that chest to give to Peggy, or she'll go right on thinking that I threw her over for Jill.
Mortimer, if Mr. Barker's fired you, there's no reason why you have to stay here and take his abuse. Let's go.
Yeah, all right, dear. Come on.
Well, let's go, Harold.
But, Mrs. Meek, I've got to...
Yes, Mr. Barker.
Meek, you sly old rascal.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Why didn't you tell me what you were up to?
I don't think I understand what you're talking about, Mr. Barker.
Meek, do you know who was on the telephone?
No, sir. Who was it?
Mr. Sylvester, the customer I wanted to see tonight. Donovan had an appointment with him for 8 o'clock, but he didn't show up.
No, sir. He was locked up in the Hope chest.
Exactly. And when he didn't show up for the appointment, Mr. Sylvester got good and mad. He just told me he wouldn't do business with Donovan on a bet. I'm going to get all of Mr. Sylvester's business.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Barker.
Meek, are you sure Donovan was accidentally locked in that hope chest?
Oh, yes, sir. It was an accident.
Yeah. Come, Meek. You can be honest with me. You deliberately locked him in that chest so he couldn't keep his appointment with Mr. Sylvester, didn't you?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I would... Well, if you think that's what I did, I guess there's no use denying it, is it?
That's right, Meek. You know better than to try to fool me, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course he does.
Meek, I'd like to do something for you to show my appreciation for keeping Donovan from seeing that Mr. Sylvester. What would you like, Meek? Just name it.
Oh, I don't want anything, Mr. Barker, except my job back.
Oh, yes, you do, Mortimer. I do.
What does he want with it, Meek?
He wants that hope chest.
Thanks, Mrs. Meek.
Yeah, well, you see, Mr. Barker, Harold made that hope chest. He made it to give to Peggy. They're having an anniversary, too.
An anniversary?
Yes, sir. It was 3 years ago today in Green's drugstore that I first saw Peggy's face.
What a coincidence. It was in Green's drugstore that I first saw Bertie's face. Over 20 years ago. Of course, it's been overhauled several times since then.
Her face, Mr. Barker?
Huh?
Green's drugstore, Harold.
Oh.
And Mortimer.
Yes, dear.
Do you remember how we first bumped into each other?
Yes. Our bicycles collided head on and we locked horns.
But where did we go to get your head bandaged up?
Green's drugstore.
Right.
Great Scott. Why don't we all celebrate our anniversaries together this evening?
Lovely. We'll all go down to Green's drugstore.
And get a root beer float.
With chocolate ice cream.
And 6 straws.
Say, will you just take a look at that calendar? 3 weeks till Christmas. And if there's ever a time when food should look festive, it's when Santa comes popping down the chimney. That's why we want to tell you about All Sweet Margarine. Thanks to the ease of coloring All Sweet, you can quickly tint All Sweet to a famous golden color that's as cheerful as a Christmas tree ornament. Or if you live in one of the many states whose laws permit the sale of colored margarine, you can buy yellow All Sweet in solid or quartered pounds. And no matter which All Sweet you buy, it will always taste delicious because it's made only from the finest farm-fresh ingredients. So for real all-around quality in a table spread and cooking aid, get All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Gee, Harold, it's a beautiful hope chest. Just what I've always wanted.
I'm glad you like it, Peggy.
And to think I thought you were going over to the Donovans to see Jill. Oh, can you ever forgive me, Harold?
Oh, sure.
Gosh, I'm only sorry that Mr. Donovan lost out on a big order through trying to help us.
Oh, he didn't lose out, Peg. The order was bigger than Mr. Barker could handle, and he had to split it with Mr. Donovan. So everybody's happy. If you are.
Oh, I am happy, Harold. But I never want to look a soda in the face again.
Me either, Peggy. 12 root beer floats are too much, even for an anniversary.
Meet the Meek, starring Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn, is a Les Weinrod production and is written by Sherman Marks and Ken Pettis. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.